local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Welcome to Tuesday. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. A lot to get to here. By the way, programming note, we do have the town hall tonight between or with Congressman Matt Gaetz, Donald Trump Jr. That's happening down at the Palafox Wharf boardwalk there. I don't know if it's a boardwalk because there's not really a board, but you know what I'm talking about. So that's going to come up here starting at 6 o'clock. We are going to carry that live. We have the link from Rumble that's hosting that public square. So we will be carrying that live here later on this afternoon during the show. So looking forward to hearing what Congressman Gaetz and Donald Trump Jr. have to tell the local constituents here in Northwest Florida. Before we get our first check of the roads and weather right now, we'll get our top three stories. There could soon be a ceasefire in Gaza. President Biden, speaking to reporters yesterday, said that National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells him that it is close, but not done yet. He adds that his hope is by next Monday there will be a ceasefire. Sullivan said over the weekend he was hopeful an agreement would take place in the next few days as well, after representatives of Israel, U.S., Egypt, and Qatar met in Paris recently. Also, today is primary day in Michigan, where over a million voters have already cast their ballots early. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson says most of those were cast absentee, but over 78,000 early in-person votes were also cast during the 9-day early voting period. Of course, Donald Trump looking to continue his sweep of the early primary states as a main challenger, if you can call her that. Nikki Haley remains in the race, despite not being particularly close in her home state of South Carolina on Saturday. And funding to fight the border surge and aid to Ukraine are the major stumbling blocks to stop a partial government shutdown in 4 days.
Ukraine was one of the most intense I have ever encountered in my many meetings in the Oval Office.
That was Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer there. He, along with House Speaker Mike Johnson and other congressional leaders, had a meeting with President Biden today. Schumer says history is watching as funding for Ukraine's fight against Russia remains uncertain. Meanwhile, House Speaker Mike Johnson says that securing the border is number one among Republicans and takes precedent over any deals involving Ukraine or Israel spending. Those are our top three stories today. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-2626-111. We'll check in with Austin for the first time this afternoon to find out how the roads are looking.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at traffic here, we'll start with an accident report that we had on Gulf Breeze Parkway, right where it meets Avalon Boulevard. That's in the eastbound lane. It does not appear to be causing too severe of issues in that immediate vicinity, at least not on the parkway itself. But if you are traveling eastbound on the parkway towards that general vicinity, whether it be going through Oriole Beach and closer to Tiger Point, we do have some issues there, just minor every now and again. Typical evening traffic. Pine Forest Road, speaking of which, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, we got our usual backups over there. Same can be said about Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton. And outside of that, we may have some minor issues if you're traveling westbound coming from Mary Esther, and maybe a little bit more if you're trying to get through Windhaven Beach. But once again, that's pretty par for the course at this hour.
Mostly cloudy tonight and Wednesday. Overnight warm with lows in the 60s. Warm again Wednesday with mid to upper 70s. A front heads this way. We've got a slight chance for rain during the afternoon and evening hours Wednesday. Cooler air follows. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. It's 4:15 now on News Radio 92.3. Taking a look here at our local headlines today. Our top local story is that today is day two of testimony in the trial pitting Escambia County leaders against their own clerk of courts, Pam Childers. The case is determining whether Childers broke the law by refusing to make payments to local retirement accounts for Commissioner Stephen Berry, Lumen May, and Robert Bender that would have amounted to over $54,000 each in taxpayer funds.
Were you representing Who are you representing at that hearing?
Under the rules of the Commission on Ethics, I acted as a facilitator. That is something allowed for under the rules associated with the Commission on Ethics. I was not counsel of record. What I did could have been done by a county administrator, for example, or another senior staff person could have facilitated getting the opinion.
Studio 850 in the courtroom today as County Attorney Allison Rogers testified about a Florida Commission on Ethics meeting she attended along with Commissioner Barry. Testimony in the case is expected to go through Thursday. Randy Jorgensen is back in as Milton City Manager, at least on an interim basis. Last night, the City Council voted to bring him back as an independent contractor for 6 months, making $12,000 per.
I don't think we should be paying somebody $12,000 a month to work 20 hours a week.
This is what I'll say about that, Mike. I've seen Randy Jorgensen work. He's coming in back as a city manager. He fully understands that. And I promise you, he's going to be working over 40 hours a week.
And that is exchanged between Councilman Mike Cusack and Jeff Snow. Should the city terminate Jorgensen's contract early, he would be entitled to 2 months severance for $24,000. The move comes after Jorgensen retired in September and his replacement Scott Collins resigned after just 5 months on the job. A 14-year-old student who allegedly attacked an Escambia School District bus driver is being charged with a felony in the case. Sheriff Chip Simmons tells Channel 3 the female student is charged with a third-degree felony battery. That incident allegedly took place last Wednesday at Bellevue Middle School. Simmons says the student got on the bus with an open container and sat in a seat despite the driver saying that wasn't allowed. It appears that when the driver advised the student that the school dean was on the way, the student got near her and allegedly attacked her by taking swings at her face and head area. The school district has said that while there was video footage of the incident, it is not public record and won't be released. 418, we'll take a break there. State and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend. And she said, oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours. And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement, Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Matt Gaetz, Donald Trump Jr. in a Pensacola town hall meeting today. Hear it live beginning at 5 p.m. on News Radio Pensacola.
On News Radio 92.3, Joe and Austin on Pensacola right now. Just one really quick note. I love Steve. He's our production guy in Midday News, who you just heard on the promo. It starts at 6, not 5. So if you tune in at 5 o'clock, amped to hear Congressman Gaetz and Donald Trump Jr., you will be very disappointed to hear me and Austin. So I just want to avoid that. And so you'll hear us, but we will have it for you at 6 o'clock. That's when it starts. So, just for clarification.
No, that was a very good correction to make, especially with us leading in with that promo for sure.
Right.
Just about 4:25 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Another quick check at the roads and weather here. This traffic weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see, looking at traffic here. We did have an accident report on Gulf Breeze Parkway, particularly if you were traveling eastbound towards right where Avalon Boulevard meets the parkway there. It does look like it's causing some minor issues, but that could also just be evening traffic. We've got that in a couple spots going up and down the parkway there. Also, Pine Forest Road giving us some issues traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile, as it so often does. Got some backup traffic on North Palafox Street. Seems like we've got some issues going both ways near Pacific Street. That's that is just south of Oakfield Road on Palafox. So if you've got some issues over there, there's no confirmation of a traffic incident, but hopefully it won't hold you up for too long. Also, the intersection with Burgess Road and North Palafox Street looking backed up as well. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards West Detroit. I know that can be a bit of a tricky area. That's got backups at the moment. And lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton, the evening traffic is causing its usual mishaps there.
Mostly cloudy tonight and Wednesday. Overnight warm with lows in the 60s. Warm again Wednesday with mid to upper 70s. A front heads this way. We've got a slight chance for rain during the afternoon and evening hours Wednesday. Cooler air follows. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. Democrats voicing their concern about what they call the legislative creep into reproductive rights and freedoms. Congresswoman Lois Frankel, sounded the alarm about the latest attack on abortion and IVF treatments.
Doesn't it seem like a contradiction? Extreme Republicans want women to stay pregnant against their will and also prevent women from getting pregnant who want to get pregnant.
Frankel says next week she will support legislation to protect IVF nationwide. This, of course, in the wake of the Alabama Supreme Court decision that embryos are children.
A South Florida congresswoman is calling for the immediate termination of Florida's Surgeon General amid the measles outbreak in Broward County.
She repeatedly endangers lives, contradicts public health expertise for political points, and leaves us scrambling for resources and good information at the last minute.
Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz says that Dr. Joseph Latipo should be declaring a public health emergency and requiring all non-vaccinated children to quarantine for 3 weeks as per CDC guidance. This comes as there are now 9 confirmed cases in Broward County, 7 of them linked to the same elementary school.
It's only February, but sea surface temperatures in the Atlantic Hurricane Alley are already hitting summer levels. Brian McNulty, a senior research associate at the University of Miami, calls this early season heat exceptional.
We've kind of fast-forwarded by 3 months or so. The oceans look like it's already the start of hurricane season, and it's not. We've just never seen the ocean this warm before for this time of year.
That's wonderful. McNulty says if the warm temperatures continue into hurricane season, the region could see an above-average number of extreme storms, and the activity could begin earlier than June.
Lauderdale-by-the-Sea commissioners are working on ways to prevent another sandhole tragedy following the death of a 7-year-old girl trapped when one collapsed on her.
I think we've all learned from this tragedy of probably what not to do with our children on the beach and make sure that we're there and we recognize the potential threat of something like that happening again.
The town commission taking a closer look tonight at safety measures, like adding lifeguards on the beach and enacting a no digging ordinance. They will also discuss erecting a public memorial to honor Sloan Mattingly and her 9-year-old brother, who was injured in the collapse.
National headlines: a special prosecutor is being brought in for the University of Georgia murder case. Lake and Riley died of blunt force trauma to the head, and illegal immigrant Jose Ibarra was arrested in connection to that. Athens Clark County DA Deborah Gonzalez said that she will bring a top trial attorney in and will not try the case herself. This comes after Gonzalez faced criticism from lawmakers that claim she's unable to handle the case, with lawyer Kevin Epps saying she's failed to achieve one guilty verdict in a jury trial in any type of criminal case.
My goodness.
You may want to invest in a new DA then, I guess.
Perhaps.
Would be my reaction to that.
Well, speaking of DAs, the relationship between DA Fannie Willis, and the special prosecutor in Donald Trump's election interference case in Georgia is getting testy. The former divorce lawyer for prosecutor Nathan Wade was compelled to testify about when Wade's romantic relationship began with Willis and past statements he made.
You tell lies about your friends about a case of national importance.
Objection, that's tough.
All right, overruled. I could have, I don't know.
Terrence Bradley once again told the court he didn't remember exactly when their romantic relationship started. Lawyers for Wade and Willis claimed a relationship began after she appointed him to the case, but lawyers for Trump and his co-defendants say it started before the appointment and she benefited financially because of it.
Yeah, I guess Georgia knows how to pick their DAs. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he supports holding a full Senate trial for the impeached Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas. He thinks a trial would be the best way forward after the House voted to impeach Mayorkas earlier this month. 4:30 right now, we'll get a recap of today's top 3 stories. Sports news coming up after the Fox News update on Pensacola right now.
News. I'm Tom Graham. The top 4 congressional leaders huddling with President Biden today as a potential government shutdown looms. Fox's Ryan Schmelz.
Fresh off a meeting with President Biden and other top congressional leaders, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says there's agreement a deal must be reached.
Under no circumstances does anybody want to shut the government down.
Certain government agencies will run out of money this Friday. That includes Veterans Affairs, agriculture, and transportation.
Lawmakers will have to pass spending packages to keep those agencies fully funded. Voters in Michigan go into the polls today.
We're seeing a steady stream of voters throughout the state.
Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, regardless of the outcome, candidate Nikki Haley once again pledging to keep her campaign going in her Republican primary battle with Donald Trump. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. You know that social networking service for neighborhoods next door? It just reported what appeared to be solid fiscal fourth quarter results, noting that weekly active users grew 5% year over year. Investors are pleased. Nextdoor shares are up nearly 3% in after-hours trading. In the day's regular session, stocks finished mixed. The Dow Jones Industrials dipped 96 points, but the S&P 500 edged up 8, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite regained 59. Saying it's part of an organizational and technological transformation, Expedia said today it'll eliminate about 1,500 positions. Outgoing CEO Peter Kern said the online travel agency's product and technology teams will see the deepest cuts as the company looks to invest in core strategic areas. The cuts will mean a nearly 9% reduction in global workforce and result in as much as $100 million in pre-tax charges tied to severance and other benefits compensations. Shares of Expedia rose 1%. Today. That's Your Money Now.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Jackson Smith and Jigba just completed his rookie year, and I think he's going to be a really good wide receiver. The Seahawks are also going to have to start thinking about paying DK Metcalf soon, with his contract expiring after the 2025 season. Tyler Lockett turns 32 in September, but still has some good football left in him, with 2 years left on his current deal. Seattle has an overload at wideout and should use Lockett as trade bait this offseason. I'm Zach Gelb.
When a cold keeps you up, try NyQuil Severe Honey Flavor. The nighttime, sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, honeylicious, best sleep with a cold medicine. Powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a dreamy honey taste to give your body the rest it needs to get that cold gone. Wake up refreshed, feeling relieved after enjoying the delicious flavor of NyQuil Severe Honey. NyQuil Severe Honey Flavor, use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums, Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in tomorrow morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as ProHealth will be the guest, and we'll be discussing how the ProHealth Medical Membership Program can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's tomorrow morning at 9, as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at traffic here. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards West 9 Mile, we still got some evening traffic causing pretty severe backups over there. Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, could be looking better as well. Let's see, we had a couple of accident reports on Gulf Breeze Parkway. One of them isn't really causing much, if any, issues at this time. That's a bit closer to Gulf Breeze itself. But then we have one near Tiger Point, right where Avalon Boulevard meets the parkway. We still got some minor congestion over there. Not sure how much of that is because of the accident report and how much of it is just evening traffic, but either way, be aware of that. We also have a lot of evening traffic coming from Mary Esther on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound and trying to get to Windhaven Beach. And then coming from Windhaven Beach, we got some more backups from an accident report there. So that is probably the most severe accident area at this point. And then last but not least, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton, we've still got minor backups in that area.
Mostly cloudy tonight and Wednesday. Overnight warm with lows in the 60s. Warm again Wednesday with mid to upper 70s. A front heads this way. We've got a slight chance for rain during the afternoon and evening hours Wednesday. Cooler air follows. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 4:39, listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Recap of our top three stories today, if you're just joining us. President Biden says there could soon be a ceasefire in Gaza. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan reportedly told him that it's close but not done yet. The hope is that that would be in place by next Monday. Presidential primary day in Michigan. Over a million voters already casting their ballots. Of course, Trump, the heavy favorite to win and continue his sweep of the early primary states. Nikki Haley's still in the race. And funding to fight the border surge and aid to Ukraine are the major stumbling blocks to stop a partial government shutdown. Earlier today, President Biden meeting with congressional leaders that included the Senate majority and minority leaders, Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, as well as House Speaker Mike Johnson. Schumer calling for the funding for Ukraine's fight against Russia. House Speaker Johnson says securing the border is the number one concern among Republicans. Austin, anything exciting happening in the world of sports today?
Actually, Joe, yes, there is. A lot of basketball going on. We'll start with the NBA. We got a TNT doubleheader. The 76ers at Celtics. That's going to be at 6:30, followed by the Rockets at Thunder at 9. Also in men's college basketball, got multiple ranked teams playing tonight. Number 16, Kentucky, goes to Mississippi State. That's going to be at 6 o'clock on ESPN. At the same time, Cincinnati travels to number 1, Houston. That's going to be on ESPN2. And then we got a pair of showdowns on the CBS Sports Network. Davidson travels to number 21, Dayton at 6, followed by San Jose State at number 20, San Diego State at 10. So a loaded slate for basketball tonight, and also a couple of headlines. We'll start with the NBA one. Golden State Warriors point guard Chris Paul will be returning from injury tonight against the Washington Wizards.
Wizards legend Chris Paul.
Yeah, whatever. I would say Wake Forest legend, but, you know, it's neither here nor there.
But he spent, what, like 4 days as a member of the Wizards? He was traded from the Suns to the Wizards, and then they traded him 4 days later to the Warriors. So yeah, a nice reunion.
That was the Jordan Poole move, right?
Yes.
Yeah. The 19-year veteran has not played since January 5th. When he suffered a hand fracture that required surgery to repair. So, yes, I guess he's playing a former team. Maybe some rivalry implications.
Emotional return.
Yeah, yes. An emotional high. I'm sure he'll get a standing O in Washington. Also, a headline in the NFL. If you're keeping an eye on any potential talents your team could grab this season, such as running backs, DePoole is supposed to be pretty deep this year.
Yeah.
It appears the wide receiver position will not be a popular place to look, as a couple of general managers have already made headlines for their open refusal to trade star receivers. This includes the Raiders' Tom Telesco, bluntly asserting that Devontae Adams, will not be traded, and Vikings GM Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, I'm sure I butchered that, he stated that the idea of trading Justin Jefferson has not once crossed his mind. This should not be a surprise.
Translation, we're open for business. Come at us with your best offers.
Yeah, they're playing hard to get, Joe? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think they're going to get rid of Justin Jefferson.
I think it would be in the Raiders' best interest to dangle the Devontae Adams carrot out in front of the New York Jets. Justin Jefferson, yes, the Chiefs have Travis Kelce. I think that there's just so many wide receivers, thanks to the college game, that, you know, I'm just not sure that a top-end wide receiver is going to get you that much closer to being able to contend for a Super Bowl. So, you know, if you want to pay Justin Jefferson, all right, knock yourself out. But the Raiders are paying Devontae Adams a lot of money to win 4 games a year. So,
well, I don't know. I mean, I think the Raiders are, you know, I'm sure they could maybe like hear some offers out just under the table, you know, just not make a big fuss about it, just to see if there's anything great that comes up. But I think it's a matter of the Raiders are in a position right now where they got this Antonio Pierce guy, and he really seems to be a player's coach, and they really seem to like him. The fans seem to love him. I think he's trying to bring a new face and a new image to the Raiders, and I think he wants to stick with the players that he's been able to work with so far. He was kind of streaky.
Possibly.
Yeah, he was kind of streaky throughout the season, but they ended strong. I think he's going to be trying to stick to what works and build off of it. That's my plan. So I think Devontae Adams is probably a lock in Las Vegas, and I certainly think Justin Jefferson's a lock in Minnesota for the time being.
Yeah, it could be. 4:43 here at Pensacola right now, looking at some health business and science notes today. Macy's plans to close 150 stores by 2026. CEO Tony Spring says they're entering a bold new chapter. 50 stores will close by the end of this year, and the company is changing its focus to keep up with consumers' changing shopping habits. They'll now look more toward its Bloomingdale's and Blue Mercury luxury brands, with plans to open smaller versions of those stores.
And Boeing is being accused of potentially retaliating against employees who report safety issues with the company's airplanes. My goodness, as if they didn't have enough going on. The Federal Aviation Administration has issued a report that details a disconnect between Boeing's management and workers on safety culture. Employees are allowed to report problems internally, but there's a possibility for retaliation that can impact salary and furlough ranking. I'm sure I'm saying that right.
Furlough.
Yeah, furlough. Awesome. Yeah. Furlough ranking. That is a word I have never used in my life. Yeah. I think I've heard it twice. The report makes over 50 recommendations and calls on the company to develop an action plan to address all of the issues. I would recommend it.
Yeah. This one really caught my attention. I know it's been a controversial subject online. Wendy's is testing surge pricing, similar to the way Uber prices its rides. Known as dynamic testing, the practice changes prices of items throughout the day. Testing is supposed to start in 2025. It's, of course, commonly used for event tickets and ride apps like Uber, Ticketmaster. Wendy's, though, says they'll switch to digital menus to be able to keep up with the changes. So I guess if I show up in a Wendy's drive-thru at 12:15,
right,
to order my chili when it's cold outside, I may be better off showing up at around 2:15 because it would not be an prime lunch hour, I suppose.
That's stupid.
But yeah, you know, it's drawn a lot of buzz about restaurants doing that, and So I'm curious to know your thoughts, if you have any as well, 850-437-1620. I mean, some people seem like, okay, well, I guess I'm not eating at Wendy's anymore if they're introducing surge prices.
Yeah, I don't even have them too often anyway, so it's it may not be much skin off my nose.
I guess what I could do would be to just order 3 gallons of chili and then freeze it to, you know, stock up for winters. And
buy
just,
in bulk, yeah, yeah. I got you. Just past 4:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. We had a couple of accident reports on Gulf Breeze Parkway, not really causing much issues. But a bit further east on Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound coming from Wind Haven Beach, we do have some backups there, I believe stemming some from evening traffic, but some from that accident report as well. So be on the lookout for that. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile, speaking of evening traffic, that's giving us its typical issues. And last big one here, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, that's going to have you backed up just a bit.
All right, looking at our weather forecast, it's 74 degrees right now. Overnight, a very mild 65 degree low with mostly cloudy skies, 76 for a high tomorrow, mostly cloudy, and then late a 30% chance of some showers. Bit of a cool down though, 49 the overnight low on Wednesday night. Taking a look at some pop culture notes today. A photographer, more Taylor Swift news, but this one actually involves her father. Wow. A photographer says he was assaulted by Taylor's dad in Australia. Ben McDonald told police that Scott Swift hit him in the face on a Sydney wharf early today. It allegedly happened as the pop star and her father were getting off a yacht. A spokesperson for Swift says two people were aggressively pushing towards the star, so as you would expect, dad is going to be protective and getting in the way. Photographer, though, says he had already gotten back in a car when Swift's father charged in and smacked him.
Yeah, so, you lose credibility there, assuming that that's how it happened. Yeah.
Alleged.
I mean, I don't know if he's defending his daughter. I understand paparazzi can be annoying, and I think people would agree on that regardless of what you think of T-Swizzle. I guess assuming that it happened the way that
surprise,
the spokesperson
surprise
is saying.
You didn't defend the photographers.
Yeah, okay.
Because that would have been a total you move.
Total me move. Whatever. I'm not even going to get started. There's even more money now up for grabs this week in both the Mega Millions and Powerball lottery drawings. A lucky ticket in tonight's Mega Millions drawing will be worth an estimated $563 million. The cash option on that works out to over $265 million. There was no grand prize winner in last night's big Powerball drawing, so that jackpot has now jumped to $412 million ahead of Friday's drawing. What?
Texture just completely ruined my life.
What happened?
So we're talking about the Wendy's story, right?
Yeah.
Texture Marcus says, my first job was Wendy's.
Okay.
We used leftover burgers at the end of the night to make tomorrow's chili.
Okay, but come on. That's pretty tame.
The chili is still really, really good, though.
Well, and that's the thing. That's really tame compared to some of the horror stories you hear from fast food establishments.
Yeah,
I mean, come on. I'll take a day-old patty, sure. Right. At least I know it's a patty. My goodness.
Okay. Also, Freddie Mercury's London home is on sale for $38 million. The Queen frontman lived at Garden Lodge for over a decade. It has a Japanese sitting room, a double-height drawing room, music center, and a bar library.
A bar library. What does that mean?
Does that mean like a bar that has a bar inside it.
Really?
I guess.
I love how that's worded as if like that's a thing. The first trailer.
I mean, listen, if you like to read and if you like to just camp out in your library and you want to enjoy a beverage while you're doing it, wouldn't it be natural to want to have a bar in your library so you could just go over and make yourself your favorite adult beverage?
Yes, but I don't think while I don't think it's unreasonable, I don't think it's too common either. The first trailer is being released for Ashana Shalaman or Shia.
Sure.
Yeah, that person. The Watchers is the name of the film. The film follows Mina, an artist who gets stranded in a forest in Western Ireland. When she finds shelter, she becomes trapped with three strangers who are watched by mysterious creatures at night. The film stars Dakota Fanning as Mina, and the rest of the cast includes Georgina Campbell and Oliver Finnegan. It marks the directorial debut for Ashana Shyamalan.
Getting a lot of tough words.
Who is the daughter of M. Night Shyamalan. You know, it's funny. Pensacola Morning News, Andrew McKay, he was talking to me earlier. We had a meeting, and he was talking to me at the table. He said, you know, you're doing really good with pronouncing names. And yeah. I'm just like, you haven't been listening.
Right. He doesn't listen at all.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You know what? If he listened today, if he gave me benefit of the doubt,
you know what?
I'm sorry.
He'll take back everything he said. Yes. All right. 4:50 here. We got some wacky stories. We got some good news. Really good news, in fact, coming back on Pensacola right now.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, I was thinking about Abraham Lincoln and the enemies of the truth, but I could not tell a Kennedy from a John Wilkes Booth. Now out of my way.
I played that one the other day. I don't know. I mean, it's better than a Christmas mix-up, but
yeah.
I don't know. I'm ashamed of myself. Just about 4:55 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Let's see. 4:55, getting another quick check of the roads and weather, our last one for this hour. Hasn't been a ton to report on, just a few problematic areas here. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, we've still got some evening traffic backing you up a good ways there. Also, if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10 West, that's developing some congestion as well. Same could be said about Gulf Beach Highway, just a little bit if you're traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive. I'll get out ahead of it, so because that one typically gives us some pretty severe issues. Let's see. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound from Oriole Beach closer to Tiger Point. Got some minor backups there. Still got some backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound coming from Ariester, and then a little bit more if you're coming from Wind Haven Beach. And then lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, evening traffic is still causing some backups in that area.
Anybody can give you traffic updates, but only one man can give you prophetic traffic updates, and that's Austin.
Thank you, sir.
On News Radio 92.3.
Mostly cloudy tonight and Wednesday. Overnight warm with lows in the 60s. Warm again Wednesday with mid to upper 70s. A front heads this way. We've got a slight chance for rain during the afternoon and evening hours Wednesday. Cooler air follows. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. 4:55 here at News Radio 92.3, hour number one of Pensacola right now. Reminder programming note is that starting at 6 o'clock, we do have the town hall with Congressman Matt Gaetz, Donald Trump Jr. So we'll be carrying that, assuming that the stream checks out. So looking forward to hearing what they have to say there. Taking a look at some wacky stories, some good news as well. Austin, I'm not sure if you've had much experience attending weddings in your life, but if you have you ever come across any weddings where they've had just terrible wedding guests?
There was one dude who I believe was like, he was like at the reception, like the little get together that we had, this like, you know, that night.
Okay.
It was after the reception, and he was a bit aggressive because he was like an angry drinker, and
All right.
drank and got angry. You see the puzzle.
Sure.
Yeah. So
sure.
I had that.
Here's a story, kind of right along those lines.
All righty.
45-year-old Ronte Stokes was a groomsman at a wedding in Largo on Saturday, but got kicked out after getting into a fight with the bride, who happens to be his sister.
Okay.
It started as an argument, then other guests had to escort him out of the reception after he attacked her.
Oh, come on.
This was around 10 p.m. Police say alcohol may have been a factor, and by may, it definitely was. He also struck several other people on his way out, including his brother-in-law, a bridesmaid, a niece, and his own mom, who's 65 years old. Turns out he's got a long rap sheet. He spent over 10 years in prison and just last month got fined $500 for disorderly intoxication.
Good. So, what a loser.
Get another one.
yeah, get a few more tacked on there. Some good news here. A Houston woman is now the oldest living person in the United States. A database that tracks human longevity announced over the weekend that Elizabeth Francis now holds the record at 114 years and 217 days old. Francis was born in Louisiana in 1909. She became the nation's oldest person following the death of a 116-year-old California woman earlier this month.
Medical students at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine got a huge surprise yesterday.
I'm happy to share with you that starting in August this year, the Albert Einstein College of Medicine will be tuition-free.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was Dr. Ruth Gottesman, who's chair of the board at the college. She was the one who donated $1 billion to make it possible.
My goodness.
Her late husband worked with Warren Buffett and was an early investor in Berkshire Hathaway, so good on him.
Absolutely. A bus driver in North Carolina named Deanna Washington was honored after saving 28 middle school kids from a bus that caught fire this month.
The bus is in full flames and is near trees and apartments.
Kind of when I popped the brake, that's when it was like more smoke. And then that's when I'm like, okay, we got to go. My kids are on my bus. They're normally calm anyway. So they just got up. I'm like, we got to move. And they're like, okay, Ms. D, we're going out the back or the front? I'm like, we're going out the back because we can't go out the front.
Quick thinking there. She's worked for the school district for 11 years, and she's known some of the kids since they were really young.
Yeah, that's great there. Somebody in Boston rescued a 10-week-old Chihuahua they saw wandering up an interstate on-ramp. A guy who heard about it immediately adopted the puppy as a birthday gift to himself.
Aww.
Only thing that would have made that sweeter if it was a cat for you.
Yes.
But, hey, we can't please everybody around here.
Oh, I love dogs, too.
That's going to be it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up next. Hour number two, about 10 minutes away. Pensacola right now.